This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Former U.S. Presidents Barack Obama and George W. Bush, once rivals of the late Senator John McCain, praised him in eulogies on Saturday and joined his family and other dignitaries at a memorial service for Senator John McCain. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Barack Obama says inviting George W. Bush and him to speak showed McCain's sense of humor and mischief.
What better way to get a last laugh than to make George and I say nice things about him to a national audience?
But both praised McCain to an audience that included Bill Clinton, but not President Trump.
He made us better presidents.
In the end, I got to enjoy one of life's great gifts. The friendship of John McCain,
whom Bush says exemplified national ideals of courage and decency. And if the country's tempted to stray,
John's voice will always come as a whisper over our shoulder. We are better than this. America is better than this.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. President Donald Trump said on Saturday there is no need to keep Canada in the North American Free Trade Agreement and warned Congress not to meddle with the trade negotiations or he would terminate the trilateral trade pact. Trump said on Twitter, if we don't make a fair deal for the U.S. after decades of abuse, Canada will be out. Congress should not interfere with these negotiations or I will simply terminate NAFTA entirely and we will be far better off. However, it is not clear whether the Trump administration has the authority to strike a deal with just Mexico, as it announced Monday, and exclude Canada. Congress must approve any rewrite of the North American Free Trade Agreement and might refuse to endorse a deal that leaves longtime ally Canada on the sidelines. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Arab media are reporting that warring militias in the Libyan capital have agreed to a ceasefire. However, it is not clear how long it will hold. Clashes were reported overnight in Tripoli, and the city's only functioning airport was closed after rockets hit the area Friday. Edward Uranian has more from Cairo.
Militia fighters from several warring brigades fired multiple rounds of ammunition into the air around the Yarmouk military camp, scene of bitter fighting in recent days. Control of the camp changed hands several times during the week, and fighters from the so-called 7th Brigade, based in Tarhuna, currently hold it. Amateur photographs posted on Twitter show buildings, including a hospital and a hotel, that were hit by rocket fire during the past 24 hours. Arab media claims that about 40 people have been killed in a week of fighting. Many residents complain they have been pinned down by the fighting, and electricity is in short supply. The United States, along with four European governments, are urging the warring militias to observe the latest ceasefire. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
A senior Palestinian official says the U.S. decision to end decades of funding for a UN agency that aids refugees is an attack on the rights of the Palestinian people. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Nabil Abu Rudena says the move does not serve peace, but rather strengthens terrorism in the region. He said it was just the latest hostile act by the Trump administration against the Palestinian people after it recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital and moved its embassy there. Rudena urges the United Nations to respond, saying the funds cuts violate all resolutions of international legitimacy and requires the UN to take a firm stand against the US decision and take appropriate decisions. He adds the move will only increase the steadfastness of the Palestinian people and its leadership. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Pakistan has temporarily closed a consulate in neighboring Afghanistan, citing a lack of security and accusing authorities of interfering in the work of a diplomatic facility. The consulate is located in Jalalabad, the capital of the eastern Nangarhar province, next to the border with Pakistan. Islamabad's embassy in Kabul, in a letter to the Afghan Foreign Ministry on Friday, blamed undue intervention of the provincial governor in the functioning of the consulate for prompting it to shut down the diplomatic facility. The controversy is another reflection of Pakistan's strained ties with Afghanistan. The two uneasy neighbors share a nearly 2,600-kilometer border that's largely porous. Each accused the other of supporting militant attacks against them. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.